This is Mark Strassman, reporter with California Politics Today. We're about to speak to David Fink, who's a consumer advocate at the Foundation for Taxpayer and Consumer Rights here in Los Angeles. So welcome to California Politics Today.
Thank you for having me on.
What we want to talk about is the aftermath of Proposition 71 in the form of the Independent Citizens Oversight Committee, the California Institute for Regenerative Medicine, and the working groups. What's been the interest of your group in that process? And before you talk about that, just give us a little background about the foundation and what its general activities are.
Well, the foundation is a California-based nonprofit, nonpartisan consumer advocacy organization. We do national work, but the majority of our work is here in California.
And what's your general orientation? What kind of projects have you worked on before?
Well, we do a lot of work in political accountability, corporate accountability. We spend a lot of time on healthcare, the rising cost of healthcare and pharmaceuticals, as well as regulating insurance and energy. Pretty much, we do across the board consumer issues, and essentially, we're a public interest group.
Okay, and how did you get interested in Proposition 71?
Well, seeing as Proposition 71 is a taxpayer-funded initiative, taxpayer-funded initiative, we feel that it's important that we keep an eye on where this money is going.
Okay, so as taxpayers, so why don't you start by saying, as taxpayers, what your interest is, and what as consumers, what your interest is?
Well, as taxpayers, being a consumer organization who follows where taxpayer money is going and how it's best utilized, we wanted to make sure that the taxpayer money was being used the way it was intended to be used. And as far as consumer issues go, eventually the final product of what the research committee comes up with, and after all their grants go out and all the research is done, will be a consumer product. They'll have a whatever they come up with will end up being out on the market.
Okay, so have you specifically addressed yourself to the issue of where the profits that may arise from this project are going to go in terms of returning to the state of California?
Yeah, that's essentially that's our main focus is the ownership rights of the results of the research.
And as things now stand, what's the picture? What's the story on that?
Well, that was something that wasn't addressed in the initiative, and it could create a huge problem. The promise of Proposition 71 was that Californians would benefit from the stem cell research funding, and that the results would be immediately available to the public without any obstacle. And ultimately, we want to make sure that that Californians and not biotech firms and pharmaceutical companies are the ones who benefit from this.
Okay, so that means that the state of California ought to be getting high royalties, and the people of California ought to be getting low cost medical treatment. Is that about how it comes out?
Yeah, exactly. We want to make sure that that pharmaceutical companies and biotech companies don't own patent rights and limit the availability of the results.
Okay. Now, how are you organized to do this? Do you have a strategy or a game plan as to how you're going to determine what exactly you're going to be asking for and how you're going to try to get it?
Well, at this current time, we're talking with a few different patent lawyers who are coming up with different options for us, giving us the sort of the legalese that we need to go forward and make sure that that the taxpayers are the ones who benefit from the results.
Okay, and what form would that going forward possibly going to take?
We're not sure yet. The Stem Cell Research Committee, before they've said that they want to have guidelines in place and bylaws in place before they start writing research grants. And once we have a better idea of once we talk to the lawyers, we want to make sure we're going to make sure that that these bylaws and guidelines essentially keep that in mind, that that this is a property issue, and that the patents should be that of California.
So, in fact, you're using a lot of the tools and techniques and approaches that you've used on other issues and applying them to the case of stem cells now, aren't you?
Exactly. We're a public interest group, and we need to do what's in the best interest of the public, and if that means putting pressure on, you know, a government body to do what's right, that's what we're going to do.
Have you been in communication with other similarly situated groups who share your concerns or have other related concerns?
We have been in contact with other organizations who have made this a priority. For the most part, though, their focus has been on transparency, open government, some of the more scientific aspects dealing with the treatment of women who donate their eggs and so forth. While we support what they're doing, our focus is on patent rights.
On patent rights, okay. And is there some timetable for when you expect to have some more formulated position and try to take other steps? The next meeting, I understand, of the ICOC is February 3rd.
Right. Yeah, we're definitely hoping we have something by the end of the month, so we can, if necessary, we can be there and for public comment and continue essentially putting pressure on them if need be.
Okay, and if people want to get in touch with you, is there a phone number or a website or both?
Absolutely. The phone number is 310-392-0522, and I'm at extension 320, or Jerry Flanagan, our health policy director, is at extension 319, or you can find us on the web at consumerwatchdog.org.
All right, or you can click on the link that's going to be right there on the page.
Okay, great.
All right, well, thanks very much.
Absolutely, thank you.
All right, bye. Oh, wait a minute. Ah, right, the